Rav Weinberger suggested that we talk today about topics under the rubric of Bein Adam L'Chavero. Throughout life, you know, most of our lives we focus on Bein Adam L'Makom, focusing on Tefillah and Torah, Shabbos and Yantif. But Weinberger felt maybe this is a time we could change gears and focus on something that's just as important, Bein Adam L'Chavero, after the Echa Kamocha. So he suggested that he's going to discuss Nichum Aveilim afterwards, and I'm going to discuss Bikur Cholim, because these are probably the two most extreme cases where in a person's life, where these are the greatest ways to show one's care and love for someone else, another Yid. Perhaps the most distress a person goes through in life, a person's sitting Shiva, a person's ill. So these are really great sugyas in general, but it shows and highlights the nature of Bein Adam L'Chavero and this concept of V'Avta L'Recha Kamocha. So let's begin. I felt it was appropriate to discuss a topic of being Mevaker Cholam on Shabbos. It's really a great springboard to really see and highlight the nature of this mitzvah. So let's start with the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's Gemara number one in the sources. The Gemara says, V'ein Menachmin Aveilim V'ein Mevakerin Cholam B'Shabbos. We don't do Nichum Aveilim. We don't do Bikur Cholam on Shabbos according to Divrei Beis Shammai. That's what Beis Shammai holds. We don't do these activities on Shabbos. It's not appropriate to be done on Shabbos. But Beis Hillel, who of course we pass like, Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel permits and perhaps suggests that one does Nichum Aveilim and Bikur Cholam on Shabbos. So let's understand, what would it look like? What would the day of going to visit a chola, to visit a friend, a neighbor if they were sick? How would one go about performing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam, and how would that look like if one were to do that on Shabbos? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Evel Perek Yedalad, Mitzas Aseh Shel Divrehem Levaker Cholam Ulenacham Aveilim. He puts these two mitzvahs, they always go hand in hand, Nichum Aveilim and Bikur Cholam, and he goes on to have a whole long list of other examples of Bein Adam L'Chavero. And all these are examples of that which falls under the rubric of V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, right? Showing love from one to the next. So how does one do Bikur Cholam? So a few halachas later, he finally introduces, what is the structure, what is the parameters of Bikur Cholam? So the Rambam writes to number three, this is in Halacha Vav, as follows. Hanichnas levakis achol, a person goes in to visit one who's ill. Lo yeshiv lo agabi mita, a person should not sit on a bed. Lo agabi kisei, shouldn't sit on a chair. V'lo agabi safsal, v'lo agabi makam gavo, not on a bench, not on something that's high. He shouldn't sit above the head of the chola. What should a person do when you go to visit the sick? You should wrap yourself. Sit down below, beneath the head of the chola, sitting on the floor almost. You daven and you leave. If I were to ask you if that's what a bikur cholam would be, to go daven and walk out, you probably would say not. It probably wouldn't be that. You probably say to ask how he's feeling and take care of what his needs are. But the Rambam says a person should be mevakesh el rachamim v'yotze, say a little tefillah, and walk out, leave. Where does Rambam get this from, that the definition of bikur cholam is to daven on behalf of the chola? How does Rambam know it's to be mevakesh el rachamim? So this is the Gemara in the Darm. The Gemara in the Darm is where you find the sugyas of bikur cholam. There are a couple of that discuss the nature of bikur cholam. And there the Gemara talks about that when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, he asked Rav Dimi, he reported the following statement from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Kol ha-mevakir t'chol, a person who visits the sick, gorem lo shiyich, you cause the person to live. You give the person some chiyas, you give him some life. V'chol she'enu mevakir t'chol, if you don't visit the sick, gorem lo shiyamas, you cause him to die. If you don't visit the sick, you're causing that person to die. Rashi says, my grandma, how do you cause a person to die by not visiting him? Why would that have to be a form of death? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, because when you're mevakar the chola, you're mevakar shel rachamim sheyichi, when you go visit the sick, you daven that he becomes better and healthy. And if you don't, v'chol she'ein mevakar the chola, if you don't visit the sick, mevakar shel rachamim sheyamas, you should daven that he should die. And that's a very strange havina. You daven that he should die if you don't go visit the sick? You think you should daven a person should die? So the truth is, parenthetically, the post can talk about whether or not you ever can daven for someone who's very sick, a person who's deathly ill, a person who's going through pain, uncontrollable pain, can you daven for a person to die? So that's a discussion of the poskim based on this particular sugya. But pasha pshat is you never daven for a person to die. So what it means is, kol, if you visit the sick and you daven, you're helping him get better. But kol she'ein mevakeh chol, if you don't visit the sick, ein mevakeh shel rachma, you don't daven for him. Lo she'yichiv lo she'amas. You're not going to daven for the guy if you don't visit him. The whole point of Bikur Cholim is to daven for the person to become better. And if you don't visit the person, so then you're not going to daven for him. Your tefillah won't be as effective. You might not think about davening for him. And that's in essence like killing him. Because if you're not davening that he becomes better, then his state's going to get worse and worse. But you see from the Gemara the importance of davening being mevakish of a rachman. And that's the definition of Bikur Cholim. In fact, the Rama writes, number 5 here, in Hilchos Bikur Cholim, the chol shebikur velo bikur shel rachman, if you go visit a chola and you don't daven for him, lokayim hamitzvah, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. So I'm not sure how many of you have went to visit people who are sick, whether it's a friend, the family, but if you didn't daven for them when you were there, says the Rama, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So how would this work on Shabbos? So you go visit the sick, you go visit your neighbor, it's Shabbos, so can you daven for a person on Shabbos that he becomes better? So the Gemara says, thank you, the Gemara says, in Shabbos as well, number 6, Tanur Rabbanan, Hanichnas Levaker Zachola, Omer, Shabbos Yimilizok, Urefur Krovolov. Shabbos is a time where you don't do a Zaka, Shabbos is a time where you're not allowed to daven, but the Refur is going to come close. What does this mean? Maral writes in number 7, Shabbos Yimilizok Urefur Krovolov, Perish ki iev shar lizok mishim shi Shabbos. You can't daven on Shabbos. You can't ask for bakashas on Shabbos. So you can't say, Shabbos yimilizok. I can't talk at Shabbos. I can't daven on Shabbos. But the refuah is still going to krov alavo. It's going to come to Shabbos mishar yavim. The refuah comes on Shabbos more so than other days. Bipnei kedushas hayom. There's a certain kedusha on Shabbos that allows the refuah to come. There's a certain inyan, a segula for refuah that be mekabel tosef a Shabbos when a person's ill. People are mekabel Shabbos earlier because somehow Shabbos brings refuah. One of the explanations is that, you know, at Har Sinai, those who were blind gained their vision, those who were deaf got their hearing, those who were sick they were healed on Kabbalah Satorah. Shabbos is a certain element of Kabbalah Satorah. Egal Zav, we lost our crowns of Nasa V'Nishma, Moshe Benu took it. Each Shabbos, we gain back the Nasa V'Nishma crowns. So there's a certain element of Shabbos and Kabbalah Satorah. So there's a certain element of refuah in the Kedusha of Shabbos that exists. So we don't need to daven on Shabbos. The refuah is almost natural. Somehow about the Shabbos, that's why there's an Isser refuah on Shabbos. You don't have to do refuah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. You can't take medicine on Shabbos because I know the doctors here, I'm not sure how that works medically, but spiritually, the ruchnius, there's an element of Shabbos itself, it takes care of the refuah. And the bezuchus of Shabbos. So that's a Maral writes. The Kedusha of Shabbos, the Rif writes, the Zechus of Shabbos, there's some refuah that's in the air. But what's clear is, there's an Isser to daven on Shabbos. It's Asr to be Mevakish Rachman for a Chol on Shabbos. Now there is an interesting discussion brought down Shulchan Aruch, this is Halacha, very clear, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Simi Reish Pezai. Yecholim Lenachem Aveilim B'Shabbos, V'chein Yecholim Levakir Zachol. You're allowed to be Mevakir Chol. But lo yomar lo kederach shomar lo b'chol. We can't say the same type of wishes we can say during the weekday. Ela omar lo Shabbos similizok urefua krov alavo v'rachamav v'rubim v'shivsu v'shalom. A long statement that we can't daven for you, but everything should be good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect you with this bezuchus of Shabbos. What about Yom Tov? Are you allowed to be mevakir cholim on Yom Tov? Can you be mevakir shrachamim on Yom Tov? So the poskim discuss this. Whether Yom Tov might be different. And some quote a mission in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, actually in the morning Chabur, we're going to do this next week, Daf Tezayin, that every Yom Tov is a certain Yom Hadin. So we're being judged in Rosh Hashanah, we're being judged in Pesach, we're being judged in Shavuos and Sukkot for a different thing. We're Nidonin Alamayim on Sukkot. So there's a certain, if it's a Yom Hadin, we could daven. If it's Yom Hadin, we're going to be judged, we should daven on Yom Tov. So they say, so some say you're allowed to actually be Mevakish Rachamim for the Chol on Yom Tov. What if Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide? If it's a Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, so the poskim say you're allowed to daven as well because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. Even if it's on Shabbos, it's still Yom Hadin. So you'll have to daven on Yantif. You could be Mevakish Rachmim on Yantif, but not on Shabbos. Shabbos is Asr. It's Asr to daven on Shabbos, be Mevakish Rachmim on Shabbos for a chol. So now let's backtrack. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to be Mevakir chol on Shabbos. And we saw by the Rambam and the Ramah, the way you fulfill Bikur Cholim is through daven. So if you can't daven on Shabbos for a chola, so how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim on Shabbos? My neighbor Reuven is sick, so I want to go visit him. So I go visit him on a Sunday, and I say a short tefillah, he should get healed. Shabbos, I can't say that. So how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim on Shabbos if I can't daven? And that's the essence of Bikur Cholim. So the simple pshat is another Gemara in the Dharm Daf Mem. Gemara tells us, I was talking to David before about this Gemara. It's interesting to note this Gemara perhaps in the context of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And we know how the 24,000 Talmidim were killed because Shelo Nahogu covered Zebazeh. They didn't show proper respect to each other. In light of that context, I don't know when this story took place, but if it took place before they died, this would make very much sense. The Gemara says, number 9 here, B'talmud echad mitamidei Rabbi Akiva shechal. One of Rabbi Akiva's students got sick. Lo nichnasu chachamim levakur, the chachamim didn't go visit him. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakur, Rabbi Akiva went to visit him. U'bishvil shekibdu v'ribsu lefanav chay. Because he mopped the floor, he swept the floor, he cleaned the place, the hygiene, the chola, the Talmud, he became chay, newfound strength. He became healed. So Amar Lei, he says to his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Hechitani, you brought me back to life. You gave me life by taking care of my need, by sweeping and mopping. So Yatsu Rabbi Akiva went out to the Darish, Darshan, Kol Misha, Ein Mevakir Cholim, Ki'ilu Shofech Dam. If you don't visit the sick, it's like you're murdering. Why? What's the point of Bikur Cholim from this Gemara? That person needs to take care of his physical needs, not the daven, but take care of the physical needs to make sure the hygiene, the cleanliness, the food. Now, there is an interesting point, and David was saying before as well, they couldn't imagine Rabbi Akiva went in to sweep and mop. Rabbi Akiva himself, only Svardi thinks of such a thing, that a Rebbe won't do such a thing. No. So the truth is, they're right. Some hold that Rabbi Akiva himself actually was sweeping. Others say no. When Rabbi Akiva walked in, so the Talmidim started sweeping for Rabbi Akiva, for the covered Rabbi Akiva, and that ended up benefiting the Chol. But Rabbi Akiva himself, they wouldn't let Rabbi Akiva sweep the floor. So that's a machlokas, how to understand pshat here. But either way, what?
It's in plural.
Plural. So. So the Talmidim, they're the ones who did it, right? So they swept and they mopped in honor of Rabbi Akiva, and that's what brought about the healing of this Talmud. Now, either way, we see that a very important element of Bikur Cholim is to make sure his needs are taken care of. To make sure that there's cleanliness, there's hygiene, there's food. This is echoed by a very interesting Shita Mikubetis in number 10 on that Gemara. The Shita Mikubetis writes, Shekibet v'ribet lefanov, this is actually in the singular, so it could be a machlokas based on the girsa. Mikan, from here we learn, Shekol haholech levakas achola, a person who goes and visits the sick, Yore la'ain bin yoni mitasa. You have to go look and inspect his bed. What are his living, his sleeping conditions like? Ubin yoni hamakom. What's the area looking like? Ashehem ba harisali. V'chaim nimsa b'seif harofim. The medical books. The Shita Mikubetsa says he found in the book of medicine. Sheyesh letaken mita achola. You have to fix the bed of the chola. Kemo shehaya lo sar gadol l'shachivla. Like the king's bed. He shouldn't be sleeping in a regular bed. You go to a hospital, they have very chasha beds. They're very plush and soft, and you can adjust it. That's part of the healing process. But you have to make sure that his physical needs are taken care of. The Shla says the same thing. He breaks it down to 3 different components. When it comes to Bikur Cholim, the Shla writes, Dehu begufa nefesh u'mamon. It covers 3 basic areas of a person's life. His body, his physical needs, his nefesh, his spiritual needs, and mamon, his monetary needs. Beguf ketad, how does one take care of the physical needs? Yaretz v'yisasek b'chal tzrachav, you run and you're osek in all his needs. V'laham silo kol refuosav, find a good doctor, find proper medicine. V'chein yat shuyach begufo b'yeser tzrachav, and to do whatever he needs, all his needs, food, and and a bathroom and hygiene. That's the physical, that's the aspect of the beguf. B'nefesh ketzad. How do you assist the chola spiritually? Yishboch nafsho b'techinos. You should pour out your heart. L'spal la'ashem yizbarach she'yishlach l'refuah shlema. You should daven that this person should have a speedy recovery. That's the benefesh. I'll add in another element that some Rishon talk about, you should try to inspire him to do tshuva. Now, the worst thing to say to a person when he's sick is that, you know why you got sick? Because you did something wrong. Now, you know, maybe that's what happened. We're not anyone to judge, but that's not what they want to hear. So how one goes about that requires a chachma. But certainly any time a person experiences something in life that's any challenge, it's an opportunity to think about what I could be doing better. So part of the nefesh is davening for the person, but also somehow engaging him to discuss tshuva. B'mamon keitzad, how do you help with his monetary needs? Simple. Liros im ein lachol mamon kol tzorcha. If he's lacking money, he needs the health insurance, doesn't have health insurance, he can't pay the doctor, the medicine. V'shtadelo ki tzarche achola heimugim. Because the needs of the ill are great. We know the medical expenses can sometimes be astronomical. So the Shlach says, when you go visit, there are different elements. The physical needs, and then there are the spiritual needs. So going back to our question, you're mevaker achola on Shabbos, so what do? So you certainly can't daven for the person. You're not allowed to daven for achola on Shabbos. So the way to perform the birka cholam on Shabbos would be to take care of his needs. If he needs help, to make sure his pillow is comfortable, his blanket, to make sure it's clean, to make sure he has food, medicine, doctors, that's the way one can perform it on Shabbos. But let's say, in most cases, people are taken care of by their family. So if I were to go to visit a person, he doesn't really need me on Shabbos. If it's on a Sunday, so I could go daven. My tefillah, everyone's tefillah is different. So I could daven differently than that person could daven. So each person has their own koach tefillah. But it comes down to his basic needs. So there's already an aide, there's a nurse, there's a doctor, the family members. So what am I going to contribute to that person? So if there's no one else around, so I have an obligation to go. But if there are other people who are taking care of the chola, is there any way for me to perform the mitzvah of bikur cholam if they don't really need my presence? So like anything else, we always have to look back to the very first occurrence of bikur cholam in all of the Torah and the entire world. So when was bikur cholam first performed? So there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and this we're going to focus on a third aspect of bikur cholam. So the Gemara tells in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, number 12, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elonim Amrei V'hu Yoshim Pesach Ha'ol K'chom Hayom. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram Avinu. He's sitting at the entranceway of the tent. It was very hot out. And the Gemara darshins, Mai K'chom Hayom, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina, Osa Yom, Yom Shlishi Shel Mila Sh'Avram Haya. It was the third day of his recovery from getting his Mila. Uba Kadosh Baruch Hu Lishol B'Avram. He just went to see how he was doing. Just to ask, what's doing? How's the recovery? Now from this Gemara alone, it doesn't talk about Bikur Cholam. It just says he went to just check up on him. But when you look at Rashi, on that Pasuk, Al HaTorah, Rashi writes in number 13, Vayera Alav Levaker Es HaCholam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to perform the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam. So he seems to be the first one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first individual being to perform the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam. And how did he do it? It doesn't say he davened. Now, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, we have such a concept in the Gemara in Brachos Hashem, davens. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in theory could have davened. It doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of his physical needs, it wasn't making sure he had food or medicine. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Very simple. As Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Yom Shlishi Limilaso Haya, Uba Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Shal B'Shlomo. Ask him simply, how are you doing? How are you feeling? It wasn't a tefillah, it wasn't begufo, it wasn't b'mamono, it was simply, what's doing? What's going on? So what's the idea of asking how a person's doing? Shal B'Shlomo. That's somehow a kim, a bikur cholam. The first kim of bikur cholam was through simply asking, how are you doing? So in addition to physical needs, in addition to the tefillah, there's also an element of just mentally, emotionally, showing that you care. The sensitivity, the the sympathy, uplifting the person's spirits. If you look at the Meiri, the language of the Meiri, number 14, the base of Achira, he says, "Li'olam yehe adam zarez b'mitzvos biker." A person should always be zarez to perform the mitzvah biker chol. Mipnei she'mevaker, when you visit the sick, you're mekel b'chal yoshachol. You are lessening his illness. Derech ha'ara amru, they said, they pointed out that you're taking 1/60th of his illness away. There's an interesting remez, as the Grab points out, from Yaakov Avinu and Yosef at Tzaddik. When Yosef went to visit Yaakov, he was sick in Parshas Vayechi. So it says, hinei, the word hinei is 60, gematria 60. And then it says, hamita, which is the gematria 59. So hinei, he got strength at 59, he took away, because Yosef and Yaakov had the same mazel, the Grab points out. When Yosef went to visit Yaakov Avinu, who was sick at the time, he was 1/60th was removed. So it lessens the illness when you go visit the sick. And he says in the Miri, Shebikurim, when you visit a person, Arivalov Shemitad Hana Somehem. The Hana that he has from you visiting him, just that you are reaching out to say that you care. That alone, the emotional strength, the mental strength that person has, and I'm sure there's a lot written on this topic in the world of medicine. The high spirit is a way of taking away the illness. Just saying, how are you? So what that would mean is, let's say you can't visit the sick, a person's in California. So you can't go visit. So, davening certainly helps. But there's a certain element to daven in the presence of the cholo, but you can still daven from afar, no question about it. But even, a phone call, a text, an email, that would also, showing that you care, that would have some element of shol v'shlomo, just asking how are you feeling. This emotional, mental strength that the chola needs. Now, the problem is, we just pointed out three different elements of bikur chola. Davening for the chola, caring for his physical needs, and giving the spiritual or emotional strength. Shol v'shlomo. So which is the ikur? So from the beginning, we saw from the Rambam and the Ramah that if you don't daven for a person, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. So one would think that tefillah, b'mevakish rachamim, would be the ikur performance of bikur chol. But it seems from this case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu visiting Avram, the ikur would be shol b'shlomo, asking how you're doing, giving some mental strength to the individual that you care. So which is the ikur? Is it davening for the person, or is it showing that you care? So I want to suggest that they're really one and the same, or at least very much connected. So I'll start with the following. Yesterday I was in New Jersey. I was being videoed for a yeshiva katana dinner. The art school has this beautiful factory. I got a whole trip of the factory in the art school where they print all the gemaras and the svarim. Massive factory. And they have a beautiful studio there. So they invited a few parents to go down to be interviewed. Rabbi Pesach Krohn was interviewing us. It was amazing. I was telling Yaakov Shmuel before what a beautiful studio this was. And you felt like you were on Fox News. It was so sharp, the images, and very professional. So when I was there, so Rabbi Krohn, he was interviewing me and Rabbi David Cohen from North Windmere. He was asking us each question. Around 20, 30 minutes was the interview. And so a number of interesting questions. I don't know what's going to be part of the final video. But one of the things he says to me, Rabbi Levin, you and Rabbi Weinberger have created this shul, and there's no talking in shul. How in the world do you do that? I said, Rabbi Krohn, you're giving me way too much credit. I had nothing to do with this. I'm just going for the ride. I can tell you what I've seen Rabbi Weinberger, what he has done, but I certainly have nothing to do with this. So I said, number one is, of course, the shul was founded on one of those principles of no talking in shul. Number two is that Weinberger is very strict, that he won't tolerate any talking. But I think thirdly, I think it's the messaging from the top, that if you understand what tefillah is, so then you could understand why you wouldn't talk during tefillah. And I think that's a message that Weinberger oftentimes speaks about, whether in the context of tefillah or in the context of any message he gives, which is, when we daven, if I were to ask any person what the reason we daven for, the push-up shot, they would say, is because we need things. If you ask a high school kid why don't they care about davening, they don't care much about davening because they have everything that they need. They have the car, they have the house, they have the food, they have their friends, they have the sports, they have the vacations. What do they need? They don't need to daven for anything. But when you understand that tefillah is not only, and perhaps primarily not to ask for what you need, but really just building a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You're having a conversation, a dialogue with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then it's not what I need. I could have everything in the world, and I'm still interested in davening because I'm talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And once that's the message from the top, that you're just having a conversation with your Ribono Shel Olam, it's not even a shaila then that you're going to talk during davening. And that's part of the messaging of connecting. You're connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I think it's really true that when we're connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're connecting to people, it's the same thing. We're all the same. When you connect to a person, you're connecting yourself, and you're connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're connecting the Chola. It's a one big triangle. So when you go visit the Chola and you say, how are you doing? And you're connecting with that person, by connecting to him, you're also bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. It's a triangle of us, the Chola, and Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you have this in many instances. First, I should mention, based on Tefillah being a connector, this week's Parshas, where all the Mefarshim point, the Lashon Naphtali, the name Naphtali, the Pasuk says, it's Batoma Rachel v'naftuli elkim naftalti. And Rashi says, what does the word naftalti mean? It means a lashon v'chibur. Tzamer psil. Psil is to connect, to combine something. So naftali is to connect. It's a connector. It's tefillah. And tefillah, which you wrap around, is a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's somehow putting a Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapped around you in some way, spiritually. Beruchnius. You're being mechaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So davening is connecting to Hashem. Tefillin is connecting to Hashem. When you're mevakeh chola and you daven for the chola, well, that's one way to connect Hashem, to bring him into the picture. And then when you visit the person, just connect him to the individual. Because we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All B'nai Israel, children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have this concept that shol b'shalom, that when you ask how someone's doing, it's an element of bringing all three pieces together. I'm asking, you're receiving, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is brought into the picture. There's a halacha that you shouldn't greet someone before davening. You can't be Shela Shalom before davening, because the name Shalom is the name of Hashem. So how do I bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the picture? I first need to address a Kadosh Baruch Hu, first daven, and then I can address my person, my friend. But Shela Shalom to a person is bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the equation. It's not just how are you doing, it's how are you doing with a Kadosh Baruch Hu being present here. What's the word Shlomim? Right, there's a carbon Shlomim. So why is it called the Shlomim? So Rashi has two interpretations of the Pasuk. He says, one is it's matilim shalom ba'olam, it brings shalom into the world. And davar acher, shalom is shigesh b'em shalom l'mizbeach l'kohanim l'bailim. Everyone gets a part. All three players. I bring a carbon. The kohen eats the carbon. I also eat the carbon. He eats the carbon. And Kadosh Baruch Hu eats the carbon, kiviyachim. So when all three people in the triangle are connected, that's real shleimus. If I'm just asking how a person's doing without a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that's not full shalom. So when you go daven for a person who's sick, you're connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're bringing the Shekhinah into the image, into the equation. When you ask how a person's doing, Shela Shalom, that's connecting as well. So it's not a stira to say that the ikar part of Bikur Chol is to daven for a person. And another aspect of the ikar part is to ask how a person's doing. Because they're just different ways of connecting. One is directly connecting to my friend. One's directly connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the ultimate goal is that we should all three be connected. Me to my friend, me to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu to my friend. This way the triangle is created. And it's all about simply connecting one to the next. You look at the last source, number 18. The Gemara talks about how certain Amoraim, when they would daven for the Chola, they would use an Aramaic tefillah Baramis. And the Gemara asks, how could you daven Baramis? The Gemara says, "Li'olam al yishal adam tzrachav b'lashon aram." You shouldn't use Aramaic when davening, because the malachim don't speak Aramaic. And if you want your tefillah to be taken to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're not going to know your language. They're not going to take Arami. So you have to say b'lashon kodesh. So how could these Amoraim speak in b'lashon aramis if the malachim don't understand such a language? So the Gemara answers, "Shiny chola is different. Is shechina imal. When a person is sick." The Shechina is present. The Amar of An and Amar Rav, minayin sheshechina so'ed es hachola. How do you know that the Shechina sustains he who is ill? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem yisa'adenu al erzei davai. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is so'ed, he gives sustenance to the chola. Tanya nam yehochi, the Baraita says, ha'nichnas levak es hachola, one who visits the sick. Lo yeshev lo agabi mita lo agabi kisei. We saw this Rambam earlier. You shouldn't sit in a chair in a bed. You should cover yourself up, wrap yourself, and sit down. Mipnei she'shchina lemala miroshos of shecholah. The Shechina is present. The Rambam didn't mention this Gemara, but the Shechina is there. The Shechina, of course, is everywhere. But the Shechina, the magnitude of the Shechina is more apparent. It's more present when there's a cholah in the house. So when a person goes to daven, when a person goes to Sheila Shalom, it's all one and the same. We're just connecting this triangle with each other. In essence, what I'm trying to say is every bein adam lechavero is also bein adam lemakom. When you're connecting to a person, you're really connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people in this world who are more introverts, others are extroverts. Some people are to themselves and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much quieter way. Others connect to people and maybe not as focused in Torah and Tefillah. But the point is that we have to connect on both these elements, both Bein Adam Lechavero and Bein Adam Makom, because every Bikur Cholm, every mitzvah of being Mevaker Cholm, every mitzvah of being Menachem Aveilim is not only to connect to the individual who the Ches is being done to, but it's about connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. So you have this idea, and this interesting question that Stechemin asks. He says, you know, in the Torah, there's a yantiv called Shmiat Teres. The Chachamim came along later, and they made a yantiv of Simchas Torah. Now, Simchas Torah is made on the same day as Shmiat Teres. We have a halacha, Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. How could you mix together two different simchas? You can't mix the simcha of one yantiv to another yantiv. In fact, the Stechemid Paskins, we don't hold this way. He says a person's not allowed to make a sim of a masechta on yantiv. If it's, let's say, first day Pesach, I want to make a sim on Pesachim. Right? Daf Yomi is going to be finishing Pesachim, I think, Erev Pesach this year. Let's say you want to make it with a mishpacha, you want to make it Leil Seder, have an extended Seder and have a sim. Stechemid says you can't. You can't make a sim on yantiv. Why? There are two different simchas. One's a simchas of a Torah, and one's a simcha of Pesach. The two contradictions. So Stechemid says, if that's the case, how do you make simchas Torah and Shmiat Teres? The two different simchas. So what he answers is, the statement we find in Chazal, the Kutcher Bruchu, the Rais of Yisrael Chadim. The way to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a steer. What's Shmiat Teres? Shmiat Teres, as Rashi tells us, that after the 70 cows that were brought on the Karbanos of Sukkot, we got rid of all the Umos HaOlam, the Pari HaChag, they're all taken care of. It's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all out of the picture. Come back inside the house. There's a certain yichud with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how do you accomplish that yichud? Me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're sitting with the Shechina. So now what? What do you do? What's that dialogue like? It's through the Torah. There's no steer. The celebration of the Torah is a celebration of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same triangle of through Limud HaTorah is how we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kutcha Bruchu, a rice of Yisrael Chadim. That's on an intellectual level. Bechachma, bedas. We connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But also in a level of an emotional level, through tefillah, through davening, through pouring our heart out, that same element. We daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we daven with a tzibur. So if it's just me to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't need the tzibur, let me just daven to Hashem. So, but when there's a tzibur, you're now connecting in a different statement now, like Kutcha Bruchu, tefillah, the Yisrael Chadim. It's connecting Bahargasha in an emotional level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's in essence, I believe, what's being accomplished when it comes to the Bikur Cholam. So when you're davening to the Shechina for the Cholam, and you're speaking to the Cholam, Shel HaShalom, it's all the same trying to make this triangle of connection. Now this comes out, you know, on Shabbos, when a person, just to wrap it up, to connect it back to the beginning. So Beis Hillel Beis Shammai had a machlokas whether or not you should do Bikur Cholam on Shabbos or not. Beis Shammai says one should not do Bikur Cholam on Shabbos. Why? He was concerned that you might daven. The Rashi says you might daven, we don't daven on Shabbos. Beis Hillel wasn't so concerned. But the truth is that it's the whole point is it's all the same. That there seems to be a special Indian of davening, rather of being Mavakar Cholam on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we're closer to the Shechina than the rest of the week. Not that it's usher to daven only, but you don't even need to daven. We said that b'zuchus Shabbos, the refuah comes. So b'zuchus Shabbos, we have a certain connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu more so than the rest of the week. That's why there's no tefillin on Shabbos. We don't need the tefillin. We already have the os of Shabbos. We don't need the tefillin as another os. We have the os of Shabbos. We're already connected to Hashem. We don't need this external connection, if you will. The tefillah on Shabbos is different. We don't ask for bakashas on Shabbos. We don't need to ask bakashas because we're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Shechina is more present than ever before, than during the rest of the week. And therefore, the inyun of being mevaker chol, although practically less can be done on Shabbos when visiting the sick, but more can be accomplished by visiting the sick on Shabbos. Because by me visiting, by me asking how you're doing, showing my care, my support, my thoughts, my feeling for the person, that will give him an elevated spirit, but that will make that chibur, that connection, even stronger. So in the absence of tefillin, but the shechina and the os beinu beinechem, the os between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klai and Kadosh Baruch Hu, was so strong, it makes the impact of Bikur Cholim in even a greater way. So those who perhaps maybe are more attuned to, you know, more introverts, where they're more connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu than to people, this could be a certain element of an inspiration for them, a motivation that another way to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's your goal, which is really all our goals, to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even through showing one's love, care, and sensitivity to your friends, through Bikur Cholim, through Nicham Avelim, through Achnasas Kala, Havayis Aves, go down the list. Those are other ways of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the more we're connected to each other, the more we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we'll stop here, and I think our Wamer guys will start in a few minutes. I have a condition.